USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Americans are feeling a little better about the economy this month. The University of Michigan's Consumer Sentiment Index rose slightly in early September, but remains near its lowest level since the height of the pandemic. The CDC is investing over $2 billion in controlling and preventing COVID infections across the healthcare industry. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky gives some details on the plan.
This includes improving laboratory capacity to detect infectious threats, training healthcare workers in a first-of-its-kind program, and expanding data so we can track infections real-time and monitor progress.
White House COVID-19 coordinator Jeff Zients also saying that roughly 210 million Americans have received at least one COVID-19 vaccine shot. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com.
The Joint Chiefs of Staff chairman is addressing concerns Republicans have about a phone call he had with his Chinese counterpart.
Joint Chiefs of Staff Mark Milley accused of treason at the waning moments of the Trump administration by disregarding the chain of command, spoke on the subject for the first time Friday. Milley said that calls he made to his Chinese counterpart were perfectly within the duties and responsibilities of his job. General Milley goes on to say such calls are routine and were done to reassure both allies and adversaries in this case in order to ensure strategic stability. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
A new study shows women were responsible for nearly half of all gun sales since the start of 2019. The National Firearms Society finding that about 3.5 million women became gun owners since January of 2019. That's nearly equal the number of men who purchased a firearm. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A once-thriving industry is taking another hit.
Dog racing has been in some American states for over 100 years, but its popularity really peaked in 1985. In the years that have followed, state laws have led to the closure of racetracks all across the country. And now, after Florida's tracks closed at the end of 2020, Iowa and Arkansas's tracks are going to be closing by the end of next year. The one in Dubuque, Iowa, making that official with an announcement on Thursday. The GM saying there were signs of the industry's collapse now for years.
The DRA, for example, provided $1 million a year for 7 years for greyhound racing to go away because it cost more than that to subsidize the prizes that were awarded the greyhounds that won the race.
It means only two active commercial dog race tracks will still be in existence, and they're both in West Virginia. In the New England Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
1 in 3 adults in the United States aren't getting enough sleep every night. That's according to research found by the CDC. Lack of sleep is linked to several chronic diseases and conditions, including type 2 diabetes, heart disease, obesity, and depression. Chicago psychologist Don Duffy says developing better sleep habits is one of the quickest, most effective ways to improve mental well-being for an individual or family. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.